Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
No, I had the test on Monday right after Thanksgiving. Hmm. The end.
Oh.
So it's Thanksgiving.
I think the other thing
is... Too much gravy.
If you well, yeah. But then there's the other thing is like eating a lot of dark greens, I think, helps.
Yeah.
I've learned so much about this because I have, like, my health nut sister.
About what, how to fake a good cholesterol test?
It's not about faking it.
You go in with, like, two handfuls of kale.
Get someone else to take it for you.
Yeah, that'll drastically improve the results.
I remember once when I was little and I was going to the dentist and I hadn't flossed, like, since I saw him the last time. And I flossed seven times the night before I went to see him.
You went in, your gums were bleeding. It was just blood. You open it up and just gushes at him.
Your teeth are so good.
Oh my gosh. Health, man.
Health, man.
Nothing. Health, man.
By the way, did you see the art that somebody made of you, Abby, of Rafina?
Wait, no.
Yeah, fan art.
Dude, a specific one of Rafina.
Mm-hmm. It's on Twitter?
Yes.
It was the same guy who did the comic.
I tagged Rafina Philanthropa in it.
I don't think I've logged into Twitter on my new phone yet. In fact, I know I haven't because I can't find my freaking password.
Oh, no, yeah. That's me all the time. Every time I switch a device and it asks me to log in, I don't know any passwords. I just rely on it to remember for me. I definitely don't know.
Two,
three, four, five.
I always remember your password because it's the same as my briefcase.
Yeah, that's the same combination I have on my luggage.
Luggage,
yes.
Damn it, close.
Oh my gosh, the bleeding heart. Oh my gosh,
isn't that so nice?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, Monty. Shout out to Monty. I think Twitter Captain Knox.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, isn't that so
cool? I love that. I'm going to have to figure out my password.
And did Alex see the comic one?
Yeah, I showed that to him.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Did you see any of this?
There he is.
Greg, yeah, I know. Seriously, Greg, wasn't that amazing? Oh, poor Greg. It's on...
She can look at Twitter without logging on.
Well, I linked it to Facebook. It's on the Facebook group. And it's on our... I retweeted
Twitter.com/porkfrieddice.
Yeah, everything's public. You should be able to see it. But
someone did two instances of fan art.
Yeah.
A comic, and then
the same person, right?
No,
yeah,
it was the same person. Yeah.
A digital comic and then a watercolor of Rafina.
Like the just the simple, like stoic, like just looking, and then the little smile.
And then the teeth.
Oh my god.
It's like barely it's just the teeth. Oh my it's god. Exactly what he did in the game. I can't remember how he described it, but it's exactly what it was.
You see it, Greg?
Yeah, I'm taking a look now.
It's so cute.
Look how far we can be.
That looks like a Red Bull. What is he drinking?
It's a Sapporo.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Ooh, it's cold. Everything in my house is cold. I hate it. Okay.
Whose earbud do you think will pop up first?
Stop!
I heard my Q word stop. That's how I know. It's time to begin.
Your Q word.
My Q word. My Q.
Are you
That's
going
redundant.
To... I wondered if you were going to read the email that you sent today. Okay.
You're not
going to
read it?
Somebody
Why
said,
not?
Right?
It's
it was
wasted.
So good.
Yeah, because Greg didn't even see it.
So, just for the listeners.
Because it was in an email. Don't ruin the surprise! Greg will see it in 6 months!
No! So, for the listeners, it's amazing. So, Greg... Greg. Your name is not Greg. I'm not married to Greg. Why is my phone vibrating 1,000 times?
I'm glad that was cleared up. I've been wondering.
So... Eric always sends an email on the day that we're supposed to play to remind
Usually
everyone
after
that we're
playing. You harass me for forgetting to
harass
send an email.
You. I literally just usually say, hey, send an email.
Today I did it without any
I know, I didn't
any
say
verbal
anything.
Abuse.
I didn't say verbal abuse. I hate you.
This is the Merry one Christmas. Place where I can verbally abuse you.
Yeah. No, you do it all the time, butthole. Anyway.
All right, read how awesome I am. Go ahead.
No, it's amazing. So So he usually sends these emails that just remind everybody to play. And he wrote it in the form. Okay, so the title of the email says, Climb Every Tamblin, or Episode 99 Going on 100, which is totally inaccurate because I think we're going to release 99 Going on 100.
No, we soon. Just released 99 this week. I right. looked.
Oh, so you're saying that this... But this is not...
Well, we're in episode... Yeah, whatever. I'm
this
just
is confusing.
To...
I'm just...
This I'm isn't just an episode. This is a session.
All right, never mind. I'm not going to read it. It's terrible. So, but this, episode 99 Going on 100, or The Lonely Beat Herd... Or how do you solve a problem like Pompeian? And then he wrote the email.
No, it's Pompeian.
Yes, there we go. You stressed the wrong syllable.
How do you solve a problem like Pompeian?
There you go.
Well, okay, I wasn't yet singing, but I guess I have to sing it because it's hilarious. So he put little music notes and then he said, pork, meat. The other white meat, fried. These foods are quite superb. Rice, a name I call a grain, is a short little verb. On, the opposite of off. For, the word that follows on. Tonight, the time when gin I'll quaff. That will bring us back to pork, 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 pork. And it made me laugh so hard.
It's so funny that you said rice instead of dice.
Oh.
You did. I didn't even know.
No wonder he didn't want to have it recorded.
Yeah, never mind. This is terrible.
There's a glaring error in it.
Yeah, because it's supposed to say, because the first.
Dice, a name I call a grain. There you go. Fix it. That line doesn't even have to rhyme, so it could say anything.
That's true.
A name I call a grain. Oh, that's true.
Dice,
yeah.
A name I call Andrew.
A cube that may be taupe.
What'd you say, Abby?
A cube that may be taupe.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Oh, I just love it so much. Pork fried rice is on for tonight. I didn't even notice that.
Neither did
now
I.
Now I'm disappointed. You know what? Never mind. It's terrible.
You already said that.
I can't believe it.
Alex has never heard of taupe.
Taupe. It's a color. Look at your footstool.
He has to come way closer.
Yeah, you need to be much closer or something.
Ooh. Well, now I can't mutter quietly to myself if I'm too close.
Exactly.
Get a little closer with Alex Extra Dry.
That's true. He's dry. It's pretty dry.
Yeah. But yeah, look at your footstool. That's taupe.
And it's T-A-U-P-E. It's not T-O-P-E, because he was thinking topiary.
Oh.
We have
topiaries
no,
are not taupe. If they are, you need to call an arborist. I should start an arborist company, and that should be a commercial.
Yeah. It's just... You're just such a dork. Oh my god, I love it.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice... A flying dwarven warhammer and a flying saber-toothed tiger both ended their trajectories in a rather anticlimactic way. Cultist Galdar was laid out on his ass, and the tiger, through some artful narrative craft on the part of the DM, ended up being only aggressive towards Vistani. The latter was revealed after the group mulled over the cat's friendliness for a long period of time, and the revealed answer was so satisfying that the session almost ended right there and then. But everyone was somehow able to overcome their amazement and admiration of such an intriguing narrative turn, and they pressed onward.
We all knew it was going to happen.
What?
Predictable.
Did you just interrupt me?
Following some extremely convincing collapse walking on the part of Will... The group met back up in the basement, and Galdar revealed that his... Oh.
What happened?
There's an interloper.
Oh.
We're muted. You can keep talking.
But you can't hear me. You have to appreciate my words.
Of course we can hear you.
You can't pay attention.
He was just returning the phone after the bedtime alarm went
off. Got it. All right. Following some the group met back up in the basement, and Galdar revealed that...
I'm so sorry, I didn't realize that was going to make a noise, even though that's really... All right, keep going! Sorry.
All right, Greg, you're next. The group met back up in the basement, and Galdar revealed that his desire to throw the town of Valaki into ruin was driven by an... There he goes.
Sorry.
I was counting down. I was expecting that to come about 5 seconds sooner, but
I was trying to think of what would be most obnoxious. I was just like, I'll just throw my dice on the desk.
Thanks, Greg. You got your dice. I'm very appreciative of that noise. Guys, you should pay it. You should take a lesson from Greg.
A page out of Greg's dice.
And Galdar revealed that his desire to throw the town of Valaki into ruin was driven by an intense, passionate, socially acceptable love for the late Fiona Wachter. Unfortunately, he was unable to describe in detail the acts he had wished to perform with her, as he was interrupted by the entrance of Zombie Baron and his zombie mastiffs. A battle ensued, a dog was bananished, and then the party warlock got to use his magic circle spell for the first time.
I've had that since the beginning, almost.
It's a third level spell.
Right, but that's...
It's been a while.
It's been a really long time.
Trapping the undead abominations in the basement, allowing the group to escape and bring the ruins down upon the trapped monstrosities with a few well-placed swings of Lank's hammer. Having a chance to catch their breath, they realized that Esmeralda had been inexplicably... They realized that Esmeralda had been inexplicably absent for a good while. When peering behind Rafina's terrarium didn't reveal her, the party realized something was up. The halfling cleric noticed a note pinned to the door of Strahd's carriage, which let them know that the Vistana was headed to Ravenloft all on her own to face the devil himself.
On foot.
Stupid.
What will our group do? Let's turn now to our players to see how the scene will play out.
Does she even have a compass?
Says Rafina.
Does she know which way to go?
Says Rafina.
Questioned Rafina. Inquired.
You know, she's on foot, but we should probably go after her.
What was our... We had a plan that we were going to do first, remember?
That doesn't sound like us.
You're right.
Yeah,
sure we were just going to go.
Was to haul Galdar up by these ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And to make him pledge to rebuild the walls of the town on punishment of something horrible when we return.
Wow, I like that plan. Wow, Bathwack. Wait, never mind. I thought that was spoken by someone else.
Will goes, says Rafina.
Yeah, I agree with Rafina's plan. That was an excellent idea. I think it was Lank or slash Greg. I'm not sure if it was said in character, but the idea that we could probably go through the town pretty quickly to make
yes,
sure that we're...
I did want to do that. It just sounded so unlikely that I would have a plan.
I knew there was...
We should check to see if anybody else is around, but, I mean, how far away is Castle Ravenloft? She can't possibly be there.
No. It's past Barovia Village, which took us, I think, a day to get from here to there. Or from there to here, I mean.
If she gets too much of a lead on us, though, she's going to be in a lot of danger for, you know, far too long.
Yes.
But I'm also concerned about Yeska, who's got that crazy magic thing.
Right, which I totally know why it's really magic, but I would like to check it out again.
So we're torn between three different objectives.
Yeah. Could we...
How much is left in the town? How many buildings are left standing that might have survivors inside?
The toy factor store, toy store.
You hear a noise in the distance to the north.
Oh, no.
Was that a building caving in?
It was the toy store.
It's hard to say.
Oh, no.
The toy store's to the south, so you think that might be safe.
So a building just may... Well, you know, if we stand here deliberating long enough, the problem's going to take care of itself.
Because
Lank is going to go in the direction of the sound.
Okay. Right, I mean, let's not stand here, but also let's go to the center of town and string Galdar up, for sure. I said public execution, that was my idea, but I like... Not Bathwack's idea, but I like the idea said by someone else. If someone else said the idea, I agree with that idea.
Okay, blank stops. He's very conflicted because there's like four things that need to be done. Bathwack, I know that I have a really terrible track record with borrowing Steed, but I could go try to find Esmeralda and bring her back so that, you know, because this is silly, what she's doing.
All right, I'll have to summon him, but that's, you can take Steed.
And we can at least, like, you know what? How about I freaking, okay, Bernard, too. I could send him as a scout. I could turn him into a bat.
Can he?
He's a rat. He's a rat right now, yeah. But I could turn him into a bat, see if he can see where she is, because if she's relatively close by, then we could just co-collect her.
Yeah. Yeah, because he can't bring her back, can he? Can he fort? Can he, like... Yeah. He can attack people. He can...
I mean, yeah, if he were big enough, I don't know if I could change him remotely, but I could...
She could ride on a giant spider and come back.
Oh my god, I could change him into a giant spider to go...
Or a lizard.
Certainly teach her a lesson for wandering off.
Although she might try to kill him because that's terrifying. So,
what if... Wait. What if she... She left a note for us. That's how we know she's gone. But what if she's not in her right mind?
Can Nick brain text her?
Yeah, Nick!
Oh! Anyway.
Huh?
Keep forgetting Nick. You can do that.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting I'm here!
Brain text yourself and remind yourself.
Yeah.
If she's close enough, it is not unlimited in range. Let me just refer to
my brain papers.
My memory.
My wireless contract.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're in roaming. Sorry.
Nick, it's worth the quarter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Cheap bastard.
I feel like I've actually maybe been cheating for a lot of this game.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Now that I've made you look at the
rules. I mean, life that I'm living.
This life.
Maybe you're just a brain texting prodigy, and we should allow you to have unlimited range.
Do you think she's within 120 feet?
Oh, shit.
What? It's only 120 feet? What?
Wow. What if you brain shout?
Start the game over.
We've got to, like, justify...
Okay.
Other time.
If you can get Bernard to find her, we can go collect her. She can't have gotten, we weren't in the house that long.
Right. Exactly. She was down there at some point and then she left. So, all right.
But we need to be gentle with her in case she's being manipulated.
That is true. All right. I will tell Bernard to go and seek in, like, above, look above. See if he can find her at all. Should I change him into a bat? Or, like, I think a raven is one of the options.
I also like that Nick only realizes the range of his sending once it's actually brought up. Like, if you hadn't asked, he probably would have been able to do it indefinitely.
Right. Okay.
It's like Wile E. Coyote looking down after walking out over the end of a cliff.
Yep. I'm going to change him into a raven because I know ravens
as an aside, Lank happens to know that bats fly faster than birds.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
For example, as an aside, the Mexican free-tailed bat can fly just shy of 100 miles an hour.
What these, kind of bat is he?
These bats are raised by Isaac Childers. That's how Greg knows.
Shout out to Isaac again.
Can bats fly faster than blimps?
Yeah, I can walk faster than some blimps.
But you would never do that. That would be very disrespectful.
I would never show up a blimp.
Greg never walks faster than a blimp can fly.
Oh my god!
It was very hard to explain when he was on the track team.
What was harder to explain was why they kept me, but...
Yeah, that makes sense to change Bernard into the fastest flying thing. So if visually he has flown faster as a bat, then
plus bats are really good at seeing.
They
are echolocating.
Oh shit, they're not
echolocating.
But can you echolocate a specific?
Bats being blind is a myth. Like bats can see.
Can they see well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a plus raven,
sonar
super well. See better. All yeah. right, Bernard, I'm going to ask Bernard, can you
as
see
an aside,
better?
Oh, oh!
If Lank were to bring this up, bats are not blind, but can in fact see quite well using their eyes. While most bats do have advanced ears that give them a form of vision in the dark known as echolocation, these good ears do not require them to have bad eyes. Bats have both excellent hearing and excellent eyesight.
Assholes! Come on! Jeez! One or the other!
Balance.
Yeah! I wear glasses and I can't hear anything!
But it's not as bad as the juvenile sea squirt who, once he has located a place to live, eats his own brain because he doesn't need it anymore.
Are you kidding? What the fuck?
You shouldn't refer to your child like that.
Hey there.
This is a perfect contrast between Lang's character and Rafina's character. Will, there's no time. Turn them back. They're faster and they can see well. You know, there's a genius sea squirt can eat its own brain once it finds a house. And Lang's like, good point. Anyway.
Well, ask Bernard what he can see better with.
And I don't know.
Oh, come on, just pick.
I think
bats.
I guess I'd rather be a bat, because the last time I was a raven, I had a weird compulsion to eat.
Oh yeah, child
baked
pies.
Goods made out of
all right.
human
oh,
meat.
Yeah, all right, I weird. Immediately start to focus in on changing him to a bat.
With time, like
it takes
patiently.
10 minutes. Oh shit! It takes 10 minutes.
It does. Well,
do
it doesn't
I risk
have to.
Losing my mustache.
It doesn't have
for
to.
This. Do I care that
or
much?
Or what else might come up on a percentile die roll?
I'm gonna start summoning Steve.
I'm gonna wait 10. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take the 10 minutes because you know what? 10 minutes. What is she gonna fucking run? Like it's still
even if
she's
running. Yeah.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
it's
even
it's
if she's running,
the
airspeed
the...
of a bat. Yes.
If you do it quickly and turn him into like a snail, then that doesn't help us. So yeah,
that's
take
true.
The time, do it properly. In the meantime, Lank's going to start the search.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't stop picturing Esmeralda running up to the castle. And Strahd's just standing there watching.
And you hear the drum roll, and Esmeralda's running up the hill. You see Strahd. You see Esmeralda at exactly the same distance running up the hill.
And then he's dead!
She runs into the castle, and Strahd goes, "Hey."
Oh my god, that's one of my funniest scenes
it
ever.
It really
made.
Is.
It's so good.
Oh my god.
It's so brilliant. Guys, we're not funny.
Yeah, not at all. You can't compare us to that. That's like
I know.
Beyond. That's superhuman. Funniness.
Why are we playing a dirge right now? I don't understand.
All right, Eric Idle.
Oh!
What? I'm just kidding. I was just calling you my idol. I'm just kidding. I can't even joke about that.
Yeah, I know.
Slug Lord. I'm just kidding. I love
this
you.
This is when I get to verbally abuse you.
We set aside one day a week for this.
Not even. 2 hours.
Not even a week.
I wrote it in my agenda.
You all start at 7:30.
So,
okay,
Bathwack and Will are back to back performing their own private rituals.
Lank is heading in the general direction of where we heard that weird noise, figuring that's as good a place as any to start.
And that Bathwack is summoning Steed.
We should okay. If Bathwack and Will are hanging out,
I don't want to watch Galdar. I don't like him.
He's tied
his
up.
His name. He is tied up.
Yeah.
Well.
Do I need to watch him?
Can we leave him with Will and Bathwack so that if he's tied up, he is probably fine. And then because we probably shouldn't split up. So if like people come with me to search.
I want to go with Link.
Nick, do you want to stay with them and Galdar, or do you want to come along? We may need help if there are people trapped in buildings.
That's true. Ooh. Hmm. Also, I was just picturing if Rafina is set to guard Galdar, I think his ploy would be just to repeat his name over and over again, and then she would get disgusted and
run
leave.
Away.
Yep.
I would just anyway. Rename him. I'd have a little baptism.
And you just accept
a
it.
A forced baptism. He's tied up. Oh, that's great. Do you know the ritual for the church of whatever the hell, like demonology?
And there's like a 50, there's like a 75% chance his name would be either Anthony or Christopher.
I was going to name him Twiddle Lips.
There's the 25%.
Oh, sorry, Twiddle Lips, bad roll.
Sure, I'll come along with you, says Nick to Lank.
All right, we'll meet back here shortly. Unless things are really in bad shape, in which case we'll need help. But we'll come back anyway to reconvene.
Are we going more than 120 feet?
you think you probably are.
Darn it. I wish you hadn't looked at the rules.
I know, seriously, ruined our
not
whole game.
Not my fault, you guys asked.
You misread, no. It's not feet, it's miles.
It's yes. Miles. Fathoms.
Feet, but whose feet?
Yeah, a giant's feet, exactly. High five! That's the out! That's, you got it! It works.
I think, and a giant's feet are about 12 inches long.
This is so stupid. God. All right.
We've made some good progress. Let's keep this up. We're not bad. It's 22 minutes. We've discovered that we're not funny. So that's what we've done so far.
That didn't take us 22 minutes. That happened 100 plus episodes.
See, we can say 100 plus now since we're about to release episode 100.
Oh my God. 100 episodes. Amazing.
That's amazing. I won't consider it 100 until I've been on 100 episodes, which will
be that's true.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't, yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel so like it's a century yet.
Well, then as far as we're concerned, we're still funny.
And what would that be for Greg? It's what, 110 or 11?
111, yeah.
111 and then what, 116 or 17?
Something like that. Yep.
I don't know. Anyway, northward you go. Are you going to, like, try to pick your way through back alleys and streets? Or are you going to, if you head west a little bit, you can hit the main road that heads north through the town?
I would vote for the main road.
All right. It sounds like people are following you.
Okay, so then to the main
one
road.
One to zero. All right. So you head off through the town. It seems as desolate as it did before. The smoke hanging low from the various fires. Very quiet. You see no activity. And you get back to the main center of town where the remains of the Blue Water Inn are and where the road splits off to the north.
Do you think... I'm speaking quietly to my companions. Do you think that people would... I mean, the last time people around here saw us, we were the Secret Guard, right? Do you think people would be more inclined to trust us if we, if people are alive? Would they trust us more if we're like, hey, we were part of the Secret Guard before? Or should we be like, hey, I mean, people probably would recognize us because they made it seem like they don't get a lot of visitors around here, so...
Yeah, I think we look weird.
Okay, screw it. Lank calls out from the middle of the square, is there anyone alive out there?
I would like you and Rafina to make perception rolls.
Uh-oh. Are you going to roll a perception roll, Nick?
Yes. Trust me.
That's pretty good for Lank. That's a 15.
11 plus 3 is 14.
Lank, you catch a glimpse of a figure who looks like they dart around a corner down an alley to the south.
Did you...
You do not see that, Rafina.
I'm just going to gesture to them to, you know, with hand signals being like, did you see that? And they say, no.
Why are you doing jazz hands?
I'm going to take a moment to deeply regret bringing Nick along and then wave them to follow me and run after the figure that I saw.
All right. Nick will follow.
Are we getting off track? What's going on? Where are we going?
God,
you did jazz hands and then started running that way. Come on!
No trust in this group whatsoever.
This is more to play patty cake. I don't understand.
Lang's going to pause for a moment to take a moment to regret bringing Rafina along and then proceed.
You pause, Nick smashes into your back.
No, I pause and Nick trips right over me because I'm at tripping height for Nick.
Yes, he smashes into your back with his toe.
He does a little somersault, yep.
So, hot on the trail of this figure.
All right. Bathwack and Will, your summonings have been successful. There is a bat flitting about and an enormous green horse.
Hmm. Hey, Steed.
No, you both rolled very poorly, so the horse is Will's and the bat is Bathwack.
You're both horribly disappointed.
Well, I'm going to tell Bernard to go and, I guess, make his way towards the gate that would be headed towards Castle Ravenloft to see if he can see Esmeralda.
Okay. How far should I go? Eventually, I'm going to be out of range, I'm assuming.
The range is pretty... It's like a while.
120 feet?
120 miles.
Yeah. No, it is a lot. I would have to look up because it's two different things that I have to look up because it's like feet or whatever. It's a long distance. I'll look it up in a second because I want Alex to be able to do it too. But, well, first, look over the city. See if you see her. So she's... You know what she looks like. Go.
Okay. All right.
Find her.
All right. I will go an indefinite distance, as defined what we will determine later when we look up the rules.
I'm saying look at the city in that direction. Cover as much ground as you can, and then... tell me, and then keep going on.
Okay. And he flits off.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I'm trying to look up the rules. I'm trying to not pay attention.
All right.
120 miles.
Yeah. Look, 120 miles. Look. 120 miles.
Oh my gosh, it says 120 miles. Oops. Mileage. Mileage bike.
Miles.
It equals 193.12128 kilometers.
It's truth.
Thanks, Wizards of the Coast. Steed wickers at you, Bathwack. I would make that noise, but I don't know what it sounds like.
You mean knicker? Wait, no, is it wickers?
I think it's knickers.
It's knickers.
Knickers? Wickers. That's not pants. Horses don't wear pants! It's wickers. It's like whiskers, but he's not a cat, so it's wickers. Wicker is equal to 120 miles.
God.
It's knicker.
No.
Binay or whinny click?
A wicker is a snigger, a soft, breathy whinny. Yeah, it doesn't look like... Oh! Wicker, nay, whinny. Mm-hmm.
It's like a soft purr.
What, knicker?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking up wicker. And both knicker and wicker are horse sounds.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, you're just saying that. Because
wicker is defined as a nay or a whinny. I meant knicker, so you're right. But wicker is also a horse sound.
Really? Is it W-H or W-I?
W-H.
I feel like we learned so much doing this podcast.
Yes,
we do.
We do.
Thanks to all the 5-star reviews our listeners leave. So, yes.
Very educational. 5 stars.
Steed first wickers and then knickers at you, Bathwack. We all know now what that sounds like, so I don't even have to make the noise.
Steed, we're gonna wait for Lank to get back, and then you and Lank are gonna go. Yeah, you're gonna go out and find Esmeralda.
All right, he kind of nuzzles you with his long horse nose.
So now it's time to haul Galdar up by his ropes. Wait, is Will still here? Right.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say to this guy before I talk to him?
What do you mean, talk to him? Like, kill him? Is that what you're trying to imply?
No. Before, I'm not gonna kill him.
Before I talk to him.
I thought I thought we could persuade him to fix this town up.
That sounds good if we trust him. He was in love with this lady Wachter.
Of course we don't trust him. But
right.
Well, it's like he loved someone. We're gonna he's not trustworthy.
But you know, he could either fix the town up, he could try to rebuild the walls, he could try to reorganize the town, or he could live the rest of his life wondering if the next moment a dragonborn is going to chop his head off. Right?
Gross, right? Galdar, that sounds like the worst fate ever. Like, Bathwack will come back and be near you.
Yeah.
Warning! What would you choose?
You know, I mean, and Galdar, this is a pretty good deal for you, right? Because, you know, we're gonna go off. We're gonna go over to that castle, and, you know, either we're gonna come back and, you know, hopefully, well, I guess if the Morning Glory's willing, things will be much nicer when we return. Or we won't come back. So
Galdar looks up at you. He takes a breath. Looks like it's as if he's gonna reply.
Uh-oh.
And then attempts to spit upon you.
Oh!
But it does not get very far. It kind of hits the dirt in between you and him.
Oh.
That was a very impotent spit.
All right, well, I mean...
How dare you try to tell me what to do! You killed her!
Right, we gotta hang him in public.
Yeah. All right, let's try a different route.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need to use him as an example, and we need to... But, all right, we need to get a crowd of anyone who's left to show them that fuck this guy, and the town's under the control of some heroes, like...
No,
blank.
I'm gonna grab Galdar by anything I can hold. I'm gonna haul him up into the air, and I'm gonna hold him at sword point.
Whoa!
And I'm going to gently persuade him.
Oh God!
That he has a choice. He can either spend his time rebuilding this town, or when I come back, I will kill him.
Oh my God!
Or he can die right now.
Whoa!
All right, roll an intimidation check.
Don't go too far.
Tether.
No, I'm saying don't move your headphones too far.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, I think you bumped my arm when I rolled that.
Okay, really good. Put it in the lid of your box.
All right. This one's even worse.
Go with the original.
I just remembered I didn't actually bump your arm.
All right. Oh, I shouldn't have rolled that again.
Your conscience is already.
That's fine. I'll take.
You feel guilty no matter what.
First crappy one, but I don't know what I add when I intimidate, so I have to.
Headphones.
I know. This setup is just not working for us.
We love it. We love it. I don't want this beer here.
Oh, but I do. I forgot how ridiculously high the bonus is. So even my crappy first roll is a 19.
Whoa. Galdar's eyes go wide. And then he spits right in your face.
Wow.
Oh no! Bathwack, don't kill him yet! No! Wait, just wait until we have a crowd!
His chutzpah.
I love that that's the only concern.
Do your worst, you fucking turtle scum!
Whoa,
fucking murderer!
Oh.
Murder another one! Go ahead! I'll follow her into the clearing.
Wow. Ooh.
All right.
No! You know,
at this point, you may want to let him live.
Yeah. Agreed. Like, if I were there, I would say the same
thing. Not in a happy way. You
can't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Cut off
fucking coward!
Yeah, Galdar would be too quick, and I'm going to throw him into the ground. I'm not going to kill him.
But he can't take no for an answer.
He didn't tell him no. Oh. Well, he gave him a choice.
Yeah.
He didn't say no to him. He accepted one of them. He said, okay, kill me.
I'm just really excited about this.
Yeah. Well, Will, you're right there.
Well, I was already saying, I'm like, no, wait, no, but I guess he doesn't care.
Will goes, Bathwack, no. Stabs Galdar through the chest. He's like, why the hell did I do that?
Yeah.
All right.
If only I knew. It's only Katie that knows. I don't think I know that.
Nobody
right?
knows, but yeah. Bathwack.
Does he know?
And he doesn't even really know. It's just a part of his personality now.
All right, Will, what are we going to do with this guy?
I'm telling you, public execution. We got to go find people. Where did Lank go? Where did, you know, we got to go find them.
I told
we gotta
you
find
where I was
people.
Going.
Right. And you saw him.
Right. I'm just, I'm talking as Will. I'm sorry. That's how Will would say. They went somewhere. We got to go with them. We got to find survivors and we got to show them that they can still run their own town and that I'm the boss. I mean, I'm the mayor, but, you know, also while we go and kill this vampire overlord, they can handle it themselves for a little bit. People like this will be killed. We've got a crazy dragon king guy that's shown up and is going to kill all the bad guys. We're good. Yeah. The town is saved, and Nick is going to fix the gates, which he told me he would do.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we can at least slow things down by making an example of Galdar in some way.
Right. Right. Yes, Balthak's agreeing with me. You know what?
Let's build him into the gates.
Whoa, we could, yeah. Make his bones.
So
oh, man, she's not there.
The rib cage is the most structurally sound structure on
It'll
Earth.
It'll be the keystone.
I'll build my house on this rib cage.
Yes. Perfect. I love it. I love it. Bathwack's like seeming like
the rib cage is the Saint Peter of the human body.
You heard it here first, folks.
Second, first they heard it in the Book of Luke.
That's not right.
It's not. It really isn't. It.
Nobody in that I'm talking to right now would have any idea, so I can say these things at liberty.
Yeah, see, Eric's used to saying that kind of shit to me because I literally have no idea. I'm just like, right. I've never read that, so I have no idea.
Katie like, attempted to write a Bible based on all the things I told her. Pretty amazing.
Now, if you have a question, you should just text me. You should be like, Eric's trying to tell me this thing about the Bible, and I'd be like, stop there. No,
that's it's the new revised Slumlord version.
Slumlord?
Right, slug. I was supposed to say slug. I tried too hard. It was too many words.
Oh my god.
Now the listeners are gonna know what I really am.
That's awesome.
All right. Lank, Rafina,
hi.
Nick. You're chasing after a figure. You skid around the corner, and you see down the road in the direction that it disappeared. You see a small human figure, looks maybe even like a child, pretty small, turn another corner down the way. You've caught up to them a little bit. You're faster than they are, but not by much. They're heading, looks like, further south into the town.
But do they look more like they're running in fear or running purposefully?
Are they going for a jog?
They have their Fitbit on, so...
kill him. No.
Make an insight check.
Insight check.
Yes, please.
I'm not sure I've ever done that.
And does it look like...
Well, look like I hope I've done it before, because if this is an inauspicious start, that is a natural one.
Oh, no!
Plus one is two.
So you just can't even see them.
I've forgotten why we're here.
They are running. They must be in a race. Is this the Boston Marathon?
I think then I would be like, as we're running along, just shout out to the person. We're here to help. Unless you're evil.
Do you need water?
Yeah. Do you need any doors opened?
Suddenly you see ahead of him Rafina outstretched with a small plastic cup of water. He runs by, grabs it, and drinks it, and keeps going.
See, even with the crappy roll, I knew he was in a race.
You were saying something, Abby, I believe.
Oh, I wanted to know if we had any, is there a suggestion of it being Yeska?
Not wearing the clothes Yeska was wearing.
Okay.
But he could have changed clothes. You know, the size of the person certainly does not exclude Yeska as a possibility.
Okay. And so this person is still running.
They are. And they take another corner and they are out of sight once again.
Hey, wait! Nothing.
Did there? I mean, I shudder to think of trying to do this role again. But was there any sign of a reaction? Like, did they go faster? Or did they get more? I mean, I can't tell if they're fearful. But
when there was a yell, they looked over their shoulder briefly. But they looked like they were trying to keep up as much speed as they could. You know, you're gonna slow down a little bit looking backwards, but.
I guess keep going.
All right. So you continue in your pursuit. You near the corner, but before you turn the corner, you hear the sound of a door slamming.
Hmm. Anybody in the sub party perceptive enough to have a sense of where that came from?
You all can tell it is from the direction where that figure ran. It is not separate. You at least think it's safe to assume that the door sound could be coming from where they were running.
And we saw where that was. Okay, so can we go toward that door?
Well, you didn't see a door. You saw him or her go down an alley, and then as you near that corner that they turned, you heard a door. So if you turn the corner, you are in kind of like a back, smaller, little courtyardy kind of thing, and you see like four possibilities in terms of doors. If it was in fact in this courtyard, there's a one that goes into a balcony, and then you see three other doors, and then you see like a almost horizontal cellar door, you know, like one of those kind of brand name Bilco door. I don't know, cellar door, basically.
Yeah, cellar door.
Yeah.
Storm cellar.
I'm gonna
gonna
go run up and start knocking on the cellar door. I don't know. That seems like a likely place for somebody to hide if they're running.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna knock and say, not like shout, but say loud enough that I'd be heard, "We're not here to hurt you, we're here to help."
Okay. Give me some Foley work as to what your knock sounds like.
Give you some what kind of work now?
Foley work?
Oh. My knock, remarkably, when Lank knocks, it sounds exactly like the classic doorbell chimes.
Doorbell chimes!
Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom.
That's amazing!
Yeah.
Those are, by the way, are called the Westminster chimes.
That's why Lank usually goes straight for the crowbar instead of knocking.
This is just fucking weird. Nobody can handle it.
No, but is it like an insistent, like?
No, it's calmer. It, because that sort of stresses people. It's just to get the attention, sort of a. I don't know if you can hear
very
it or
faint.
Not. I knocked on a
very, board. Very little. No.
Is that ringing on my door?
It's like this.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, there's some good Foley work.
Wow.
Thank you, Rufina.
Anytime.
All right.
Does anyone answer?
If they did, we wouldn't be able to hear because we were complimenting you on your knocking skills.
Too distracted.
No, not immediately. Bathwack and Will.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Going after, right? Dragging Galdar through the town, going after Lank?
Yeah, well, are we going after them? Or I'm curious if they're in the same direction as the town center where the...
They went towards
this kind of
that town square where the donkey heads were.
Yeah.
You didn't see them go directly that way. You could make your way eventually there. They went towards like the epicenter of town is where the main road you're on intersects the north road. It's right where the Blue Water Inn is. That's like the center of town, but it's not where that square is. That's to the south.
All right. Okay. Well, we might as well. Should we go after them then?
Yeah, I think we need to get a crowd to make an example. I mean, otherwise we're making an example of him to ourselves. That doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, are we going to follow Lank and Rufina and deal with whatever they're dealing with first, or are we going to try to go gather a crowd on our own?
Well, it's probably safer to be together since there are wolves and shit, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess we could try to go together. What am I saying? Who am I going with? I'm going by myself with Bathwack somewhere. What? No, let's go find Lank and Rufina.
Say all that out loud?
Yes.
All
mean, teamwork, right?
Makes the dream work.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Right.
That's a good slogan for a hanging.
Unfurl a banner.
You do one of those high fives where you like do a freeze and you're up in midair like, yeah. Oh, God,
mission so accomplished.
So terrible. Bernard, have you found anything yet?
I did a brief scan of the city. I didn't see her. Should I go down the road a ways now?
What's a brief scan? Can she be hiding in a garbage can? Picture... Where did you look?
I opened all the garbage can lids with my little bat talons.
I'm just saying, what's a brief scan? Is it really a crappy scan?
How much time has passed.
I don't know.
Existing. Why don't you know?
Because we joke all the time, and I don't know what actual time has passed. Are you kidding me, Bernard?
Heard you fucking around with the Dragonborn for the past 20 minutes.
All right, 20 minutes. That's a pretty good... You're a bat.
That's a pretty good scan.
You must have seen... Have you seen anyone in the streets?
On this end of town, I saw some wolves.
Wolves, great. Are they close? Do I have to be worried?
The ones I saw were close to the world.
Wolfies in the street.
I was thinking about the version with no music.
With no music, it's the
best. So good.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
It really is, right?
It's so awkward. Greg, do you know what that is?
I do not.
The dancing in the street with Mick Jagger.
Oh, yes, I do know what that is. Yes.
But with no music.
With no music.
I have never seen that.
Someone has dubbed over them like lip syncing and like Then there's one point, you know, Mick Jagger is just weird to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like this one point where they make him sound like he's making airplane noises. Yes.
I know exactly where that would
love
be.
It. So much, Greg. You have
to
see that.
You
so
have
terrific.
To.
It's
so
terrific.
So funny. Oh my
Unbelievably
God.
Well done.
Both voices are so squeaky, like. Okay, Bobby.
It's really good.
Because it really points out like the weird dances, like when they're sticking their arms out the doors and stuff. And just like, what's happening? Like, what's going?
It's the craziest thing. Yeah.
It's so good.
They recorded that in one night. If you couldn't tell.
Oh. Oh yeah, it definitely looks like. I mean, of course they didn't have cell phones back then, but it looks like something they did when they were drunk, just hanging out somewhere. They were like, "Let's do a music video
like
for
a good
this
idea.
Song." Right.
So Bernard says he also sees some weird skinny guys rubbing their butts together.
Oh my God.
I shouldn't be watching this now while we're doing this.
You definitely shouldn't.
Oh my God.
Though
oh.
It'll make me feel much better about my jokes if you are.
I really can't wait.
I have to stop. I'm not going to be able to focus.
I knew he would love that. Perfect for him.
I got through the first half line of the song and I'm like, no, I'm done. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's amazing.
I love it when they make David Bowie go, ah! Like when he
oh, so good.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, my face hurts.
Oh my All goodness.
Right, weird butts. Weird skinny butts. Nope.
Thanks, Alex. Anyway.
Nice job.
That doesn't help me. She's not a man. I don't know how skinny she is, but she's definitely not either of those guys, so...
It's true. But it's canon, so I had to say it.
It's canon! Oh my God, does that mean we can find David Bowie in Valaki right now? It's canon! Guys!
He's there!
I knew
he wasn't dead. I knew it.
We, We need to change our mission right now.
I'm on it.
It's time to find David Bowie, Ruphina. Go!
Pick me up. I found him.
You see Ruphina running faster than any person you've ever seen, just scurrying everywhere, just screaming, "There's no time!"
There's a rainbow, like, blur behind me everywhere I go.
Yep, Nyan Cat. You hear the Nyan Cat music.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Okay, I really hope we can cross these guys.
No, he does not see Esmeralda in the town.
All right, well, flit outside of town a little bit, see if you can see her on the road out outside of town.
Flit is very condescending.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Yet accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate.
So you don't have to draw attention
okay,
to it.
Okay, make your manly, amazing way, gallant, hey, badass way.
I don't have to compensate like you do.
What?
Aww. I'm just gonna fly.
Wow. Fuck you, Bernard. Go fly into a lion's mouth.
You know I have to listen to you, right?
Yep, I do.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there is one of those. Don't do that! I'm just kidding, but I hate you right now.
Not a lion.
Find Esmeralda.
So he's just gone. He has to find a lion. Hi, Bathwack.
What? Hi.
What? Hi.
You see Will screaming into midair. Something about a weird skinny guy in butts.
Are you all right? So, what's going on?
Me?
You were mumbling something about two skinny guys and
yeah. Apparently there's two skinny guys rubbing their butts together and a pack of wolves. Which is more dangerous? I don't know. but Bernard hasn't seen Esmeralda so far, so I guess she might not be in the city already. I don't know.
Oh,
or
that's
she's
really
hiding.
Fast.
Yeah, that is really fast, right? Bernard, you're terrible at this. Send Steed, probably, right?
Depending on when she left, it is not inconceivable that she would be out of town if she's heading towards Ravenloft.
Okay.
You are on the eastern end of town.
Okay.
And you don't know her foot speed. You think she's pretty well in shape.
Okay.
And you don't know exactly when she left you all. All
right.
So
well,
it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. Bernard's going to go outside of town and see if he sees her on the road.
All right. Well, why don't we finish our business here? Let's find Lank and Ruphina and
yes,
string this guy up.
Yes. Patrick's on the right side. Yes.
The right, right. side.
Yes!
By the end of this game, Will is going to be a saint and Bathwag is going to be a demon.
Yes! I don't know if saint's the right word, but...
But demon definitely is, says Will. All right. So you head west towards the direction that Lank and Ruphina and Nick went.
Okay.
And you get to the Blue Water Inn and the point where the road diverts north or continues west. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know where they went. Great. Fuck. Yeah, Steed, can you smell? I mean, I'm not going to talk to Steed. Never mind.
You hear a offended wicker.
So which way do we go? How do we know where they are? Can we roll a perception check to see if we hear anything?
Yeah. Sure. Do that. Both of you. Perceptionize. With your eyes.
With my eye. I rolled a natural one. Oh, man.
That will go well with my four.
Oh, God. We get lost. We're just lost in this town that we've been in a bunch of times.
You know, some of the worst things I can think of is that we lose track of where Galdar is.
Oh, no.
Suddenly you look at each other and you forget what you're looking at, and you both look like the greatest loves of your lives.
No! Never!
And I had the time of my life.
Oh, guys, have you ever seen that music video? I'm assuming. I'm just speeding up that process. Greg, start laughing at YouTube for a minute, and then we'll continue.
Don't get me started. It's not going to stop.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.